Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to West Side Visions on Blog Talk Radio. Well, once again, people, it has been a very interesting weekend. Yesterday was interesting, and here we are again. Now, as you know, we were fighting, struggling, trying to figure out if we were going to have a shutdown or if they were going to come up with passing this CR so that we could keep the government open. And current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had come up with an idea for this two-step strategy to fund the government. And House Democrats did signal that they may be open to assisting with this plan. And therefore, as of tonight, that CR has passed the House. Although there was a big handful of the Freedom Caucus that did not vote for it, and Republicans can say what they want about not wanting to operate with bipartisan support. Had it not been for the Democrats, this CR would not be moving forward to the Senate. Now, I believe once it gets to the Senate, it won't be that much of a struggle for it to pass, because this time around, when Mr. Johnson unveiled what he calls his ladder CR, he put it together in a way where there is nothing that anyone is basically trying to fight over. There was no support in there for Israel. There was no support in there for the Ukraine. There was no mention of a border bill being thrown in there, nothing of that nature. Which is why the Freedom Caucus and certain factions over in the House were upset, because they wanted this bill to carry certain things. They wanted to see nothing in there for Ukraine. They wanted something in there. If we do this, we want you to give us this on the border. This is what we must have for the southern border. And to be honest, I'm telling you, Republicans all week long, as of last week, yesterday, you have proven, even though you may hold the majority in the House, you're not taking government and governing very serious. Every time you turn around, there's some ridiculous bill to doing something very foolish. For example, the bill that they wanted to pass to net fund Vice President Kamala Harris's office. Who does stupidity like that? They wanted to knock down the Secretary of the Joint Chiefs, want to knock his salary down to a dollar. Again, who does this? The press secretary wanted to knock her salary down to a dollar. Why? Why? Why is it that the GOP refuses to do anything for the good of the country and concentrate so much on doing stupidity? And I don't care what anyone says. We were on the verge, at the balance, teetering on the cliff to a shutdown, which was going to happen this Friday, November 17th. So as it sits now, once we get this one passed, we'll stay open till February so that we can work on a long-term bill. And I can guarantee you that in that time frame, the Republican side of the House is going to come up with some of the dumbest, most asinine things they can think of to go back and forth about this bill. Now, the other side of the coin is, yesterday, the president would not commit to vetoing Johnson's letter to see Arthur come to his desk. He says he wasn't going to make a judgment on what he vetoed and what he had signed. He said, let's see what they come up with, and he left it at that. Now, in all honesty, this is kind of a remarkable reversal for the Democrats, because just 4 days ago, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat out of New York, had ripped this latter concept, saying neither Democrats nor the American public could understand it. The notion of a latter CR is just another extreme right-wing policy joyride that's reckless and would only crash and burn the federal government. He said in his weekly news conference, he said it was a non-starter. But Johnson's proposal is a so-called clean CR with no spending cuts, no controversial policy writers, and significant concession to Democrats' demands. And it is a two-step approach, which would extend funding for part of the government, including agriculture, transportation, veterans affairs, through January, and fund the Defense Department and the remaining parts of the government through February 2nd. And that is very important. Those of us who are veterans who get certain services through the VA know how important that is, okay? And like I said, you know, it has passed, but, you know, it wasn't easy, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it was going to be without any problems, because, like I said, there were forces on the GOP side who had already decided they were voting no, and from what I understand, 172 of them did vote no. And had the Democrats not came out in the force they did, it would not have passed. Now, after Representative-elect Gabe Amo, Democrat, Rhode Island, he was sworn in yesterday, which means Johnson could only afford to lose three Republicans on his funding bill. So, Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota, who is running for president against President Biden, you know, had already told NBC News that he was going to vote for the bill because, hey, look, it's not perfect, but it's a whole lot better than the shutdown, which is true. You know, there may not be a perfect thing going on, but it is better than a shutdown. Those of us who have been through these shutdowns already know nothing good comes of them at all, period. The House Freedom Caucus, their official position was, you know, to vote against Speaker Johnson's bill, you know, trying to avert the shutdown, which is why he broke down and asked for support from the Democrats. You know, according to the Freedom Caucus, they opposed the proposed clean continuing resolution because it contained no spending reductions, no border security, not a single meaningful win for the American people. You know, and every time I hear Republicans get on a soapbox and start with that, there are no wins for the American people, I just shake my head. Because if nothing else, Republicans have proved they are not about doing anything for the American people. They are about doing strictly for themselves. Republicans are all about the grift, and they're all about playing a role. Sure, they will try to make you believe that they have truth, justice, and the American way tattooed on their behinds, when the truth of the matter is, no one runs from the truth, wants nothing to do with justice, and could care less about the American way more than today's Republican Party. And it would be different if it was just maybe one or two, or maybe even 5 or 10 of them out here acting like idiots. But it's not. The one thing I've said before and I'll say again, when Republicans get on the stupid train, they go in drives. They lock hands and go together. They are like lemmings leaping off a cliff. They just stick their heads up each other's butts and they go, whoosh, step out there into the no zone. And if you don't believe me, those of you who go on Twitter, go on Stoppable, go on Post, check out those clips of Representative Mullins, who decided that he was going to get upset with a witness from the Teamsters today and call the man out, and he wanted to fight because of something he read. See, they had had butted heads before. And one of the first things out of his mouth was, oh, well, I didn't have anything personal against him, but I'm from Oklahoma. And in Oklahoma, this is what we do. Don't lie on the people of Oklahoma, homie. Don't lie on them folks. Now, you're supposed to be in Congress. You're supposed to be representing the people. But yet, you out there playing the MAGA thug role like you in a backstreet brawl. Like I said, when it comes to doing stupid stuff, the Republican Party is very, very good at that. They refuse to do anything that's going to make common sense. Now, getting back to this bill, the position that Speaker Johnson took kind of happened after he met with the House Freedom Caucus on Monday night, you know, which was an unusual move for a Republican speaker or a party leader. He proves that every day right now, because Don Jr. got recalled back into the courtroom. And trust and believe, he is real upset about that. Once again, he's gone after the judge, gone after the 45 is one of those people who's not going to believe fat meat is greasy until he hits the frying pan. And lo and behold, sooner or later, he's going to hit the frying pan. Now, over the weekend, everybody's favorite Republican senator from the great state of South Carolina, Tim Gummy Man Scott, suspended his 2024 campaign for the president. And Democratic critics tell the grill that he still poses a threat to black voters as a remaining U.S. senator and a potential vice president nominee for the Republican Party. And I'm going to be real honest. 45 is just crazy enough to nominate Tim Scott as his vice president because, as you notice, they've been making a whole lot of noise lately about how many blacks are now moving over to the Republican Party because of 45. They're not moving over for the entire party. They're just coming over for 45. They love 45. Sure, they do. They love 45. If you believe that, got this really nice plot of land in the Mojave Desert. About 40 acres I'd like to sell you. Reasonable price. Got water on it and everything. Give me a call. Let's make a deal. But yep, Tim Scott out of nowhere just suspended his campaign, and he had people on the ground. And those people had to figure out how to get back home. Now, for some reason, a lot of people want to say that Tim Scott is America's most prominent black Republican, which I'm quite sure Byron Donalds does not want to hear because of his hookup with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz. He thought that was his role. He thought he was the one that was America's most prominent black Republican. You know, a lot of people said that, you know, Tim fashioned his campaign as one of optimism. But let's tell the truth. There was nothing optimistic about his campaign because think about it. He was fighting to ban abortion. He was fighting to cut tax nationwide for the wealthy. And like all Republicans, had no problem leaving working families behind. And that's what always gets me about a lot of my folks. And, you know, that statement that you know, I thought maybe it was a joke, but McCarthy was surrounded by his detail, Griselle continued. I could tell by Burchett's response that this was no joke at all. And my thing is, why are these two going back and forth? You know, what's going on with Burchett and McCarthy that they're going back and forth with each other? Now, McCarthy said he walked past him and they elbows hit, and he just kept walking. But I'm telling you today, it's been a clown show with the House. And there is no telling what else is going to come next. There really is no telling. So this 17th, this Friday, we do not have to worry about a shutdown. Look like we're going to get past that. Look like we're going to make it. That is, until February the 2nd, 2024. But in between that time, there's no telling what's going to happen. Remember, we got an election coming up and a whole bunch of craziness is going on. So ladies and gentlemen, once again, we come to the close of the hour. I've given you what I got. And for those of you who listened and will listen later on, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. And for those of you who helped me pick them numbers up, I definitely appreciate you. Hey, my audience that's out there listening in different countries, thank you very much because you don't have to do it. You can be listening to someone else. I appreciate what you do for my little raggedy show. So I'm going to tell you what I always tell you, each one, reach one, teach one. Those of you proficient with your arms, take your folks to the range. Get them trained up. Get them ready. Get them licensed. Start a neighborhood watch. Start a cop watch. Watch the people who are watching us. Take care of your folks. Get registered to vote. Let's get ready to do this because 2024 is right around the corner. Everybody stay tight. Stay together. And until this Friday, I'll holler.